On June 11th, at the Wildcat Wilderness Management Area off U.S. Highway 40 in Duchesne County, a helicopter landed with a new Guzzler to replace the one destroyed in the 2018 Dollar Ridge Fire. It is one of the seven Guzzlers installed by the Utah Division of Wildlife Resources last week. Guzzlers are structures that store water for wildlife, which can be essential during the dry, hot months of summer.
They're important in Utah because we're such a dry state. We use these guzzlers to supplement different water sources throughout the state and create new water sources in areas where there's quality habitat, but we're just lacking in water at the surface that's available for wildlife use.
This is Pat Rainbold. He has been a habitat biologist with the Utah Division of Wildlife for 11 years. He says guzzlers provide water for all kinds of animals. Large animals like deer, elk, bighorn sheep, and small animals like birds, coyotes, and mountain lions. There are around 900 guzzlers throughout Utah, and Rainbold says they can last about 30 years out in the backcountry, if not destroyed by a fire. Because of their size, materials for guzzlers have to be flown into the backcountry sites for assembly by helicopter.
What they are is about a 12-foot by 16-foot plastic tank, and they have one exposed opening to minimize evaporation of the water that they catch. We build a 12-foot by 40-foot apron, which is very similar to the roof of your house, and that funnels additional water into the tank.
Once the materials are delivered to the site, the Utah Division of Wildlife Resources staff and volunteers travel by foot or horse to assemble the guzzler. With Utah Public Radio, I'm Jessica Schultz.